They seem to have been marching for an age. Twink stumbled, bruising his footpaw on a piece of flint. He complained.
You'd think whoever built this tunnel, they could have at least put a smoother floor to it.
Formal Gullab answered.
"'Twere no beast building this un. It be easy tunnel what's Alice being yours, sir. Could have been some underground stream what dried out long and ago.
Samalus, who was slightly ahead of the rest, called out.
Come and look at this, mate.
The old mouse was standing at a fork junction, where the tunnel divided, going two ways. Samalus began to get peevish again.
So, the trail leads on and on, eh? Two blooming ways.
Formal opened one of their supply packs.
Sit ye down and eat, zers. Vickles be good for ye brains, we are a Caesar.
Bosey plumped himself on the ground.
Och, you're a good wise mole. That's the best suggestion I've had today.
They ate in silence, glancing from one fork to the other, until Bisky spoke.
So, what's it to be? Carry on together, or split up?
Skipper was in no doubt.
No sense in coming this far and having to leave one tunnel unexplored. We're best splitting into two parties, mate. Now, how'd you split seven up?
Formal Gullab had a suggestion.
We'll stay by you. We're ye tunnels splitting. You can go three up in one way, three up in t'other.
Bosey shrugged.
Can I argue with that? Well, maybe old Gullab should go at one party and I'll bide here, just to keep guard on the vittles you can.
Samalus shook his head.
You guarding vittles? And who'd we leave here to guard you, my greedy friend? No, you can come with me and Twink. Skip, you take Bisky and Humphrey with you. Right, which one do you fancy, left or right?
The otter chieftain had an idea.
We'll let Martin Sore choose. Give it a whirl, Bosey.
Placing the glistening blade flat on the ground, the Highland hare spun it. The sword point stopped spinning, facing to the right tunnel. Formal gave the verdict.
You'm busy, so carry us, sir, so take ye the path it points to.
Humphrey started off down the left passage.
We'll haul Ripplepecky lighter on. Good luck.
Without further ado, they went their separate ways. Formal sat by the ration packs, with one lantern for illumination. He watched the lights of both groups until they were out of sight, hoping none of his friends would come to any harm.